Al-Bayan Radio presents Golden Morals, a collection of stories from the Seerah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our series on Al-Bayan Radio, Golden Morals, collection of stories from the Seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where inshallah we'll be trying to derive lessons and benefits we can implement in our daily life. Today's story is titled, Verily You Have Restricted a Vast Mercy. And this story is found in both Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, and it's narrated by Anas ibn Malik and also Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhumah. They narrate that whilst we were in the masjid with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an Arab from the desert came in and began urinating in the masjid. The companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yelled out, "Stop it, stop it." But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not interrupt him, leave him alone." So they left him until he had finished urinating. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him and said to him, "Inna hadhihi al-masajid لا تصلح لشيء من هذا البول والكذر إنما هي لذكر الله عز وجل والصلاة وقراءة القرآن." In these mosques, it is not right to do anything like urinating or defecating. They are, meaning the masajid, the mosques, are only for remembering Allah, praying and reading the Quran. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded a man who was there to bring a bucket of water and to throw it over this urine, and he did so. Now this Bedouin Arab, this desert Arab, was amazed. He was very affected by the lenient approach of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not swear at him. He was not harsh, and it's mentioned that he began to supplicate. Although he did not really know the etiquettes of supplicating, he started saying, "Allahumma irhamni wa Muhammada wa la tarham ma'na ahada." Oh Allah, have mercy on me and on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not on anyone else. So he restricted the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him whilst smiling, "You have restricted a vast mercy," because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay." My mercy embraces all things. Now, we know this story has so many benefits, and we know ulama have derived so many benefits from it. From the benefits is the soft and lenient heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would frequently overlook his companions' errors and shortfalls, make them feel better, but correct them, subhanallah al-azim. And he would deal with them softly, not harshly or rudely. Take the example of this Bedouin Arab. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not insult him. He did not belittle him. He did not beat him, he did not swear at him. Rather, he merely explained to him that the masajid, the mosques, was not a place to do such and such a thing. And he told him what the masjid is for prayer, for reading Quran, for dhikr. So this story, my dear brothers and sisters, should encourage us to make those who come into the masjid feel comfortable and welcome. And whenever we correct any mistakes, we should do so in a kind and gentle manner. And we should steer far away from the opposite, which is attacking the one who does the mistake with criticism and looking down upon them. We ask Allah to give us the best manners in speech and action. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.